These are the things I love talking about. I mean, culture is just, you know, X's and O's are awesome. Culture is, to me, you know, it's really where.
Well, the expression I gave somebody, because they're talking all about schemes. And the football coach was actually, you know, I really liked the football coach, but he kept talking about schemes. And I said, you know what? Schemes without dreams don't work.
I like it.
And because I mean it very honestly, the emotion, the passion, the thirst for greatness, the thirst for whatever it may be to achieve, takes dreams, takes people with vision, takes people to make those things come through. And then the schemes are part of it. But, I mean, I've had some kids play for me, most recently Kemba Walker, who played with such great energy and passion for the game. What kind of player was that, coach? That was Kemba, like, beating the guy's ass. You know, that's the kind of play it was. And you know, whether it be pushing transition, some of the things that we had him do, but he wanted to be a great player, and he dreamed to be a great player, and he became a great player. And I think those dreams are very important, too. The emotion of the game is very, very important. So I'm much more interested, you're right, looking back psychologically, culturally, into how teams become really good. And, you know, the one thing I didn't say, I went to Dean Smith, Roy Williams, Bill Guthridge, and went down to their office when I was a young coach at Northeastern and watched the first program I saw as opposed to the first team I saw. That was a program. That wasn't a team. It's
yeah.
Going to be good every single year because of the culture of North Carolina. North Carolina thought that blue sky was the only blue sky was above the downhill country.